Before we get to how you and I know each other, because we've known each other for a long time, and I'm scared you're going to share some secrets about me on the air.
I would never.
Tell us about the goal and mission of 1A. I'm so excited about this show. I've been super excited about it. As soon as it was announced that you were hosting, for you, what's the goal and the point of 1A?
Well, there are a few things we're trying to accomplish. The main goal of 1A is to give people a safe space to be heard. There are so many topics that need discussion right now, and it's so hard, it seems, to find places for the entire nation to come together, get the facts, and speak your mind without getting sniped at or having to protect yourself. So many people these days are kind of engaging one another with clenched fists and sharp elbows, and we wanted to create a space where people could approach with open arms, where we could just lay down our weapons for a little while, still have strong conversations, but do them from a perspective of basic decency and that's aimed towards solving the problems that we face rather than just wallowing in them. That's the most important thing that 1A is trying to do.
And you started this, you went on air, my friend, in January.
I did.
An interesting moment in our history. How have the first couple of months gone? Do you feel like you are, I mean, I've been listening, so I know how I think it's been going. I think it's been going fantastic, but I'm curious your thoughts on where you feel like you're at with kind of establishing that space for folks.
I think it's going well. You know, every show, I think, gets a little bit better than the show before, so I think it'll be a long time before I feel like the show is there. There's always room to grow. But in the first 3 months, we've had no lack of things to talk about, for sure. And we've had a great response from audiences across the country who say they like what it is that we're trying to do. They appreciate that we're trying to have a conversation from a space that respects everyone's grounded points of view, that allows people to make their cases, to argue it out if necessary, to disagree without being so very disagreeable, and that is more focused on being illuminating and being useful than merely being a place for people to come vent. Venting is necessary, but I think there's a way to do it so you don't just come away from it feeling exhausted, that you come away feeling edified. And based on what people have said so far, we're doing pretty well.
That's Joshua Johnson. He's the host of 1A. Starting May 1st, we're going to be carrying that every morning, weekday morning from 9 to 11, right before the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. I've invaded Brian Moline's Morning Edition host airwaves because I want to do this interview with Josh because you and I go back a long way. Do you remember when you first met me?
I remember that I met you when you were a business reporter at the Miami Herald, and I was working in the public radio partnership between the Miami Herald
and WLRN. And our desks were like right really close to each other. This is how I ended up in public media, because you sat 10 feet or 20 feet away from me.
Exactly. And we, at the Herald, the partnership worked because we got people from the Herald newsroom to come on the radio and either talk about the stories they were working on or even build stories. And Nyla, I remember you were one of the people who showed an interest and really wanted to learn more about public radio, and we taught you.
And you were the first person, I don't know if you remember this, you were the first person to teach me how to read a script. And you said you have to stand up and you have to voice. Do you remember doing all of this with me?
I do. I think people have this preconception about public radio that it's supposed to be read just like this.
And I was a journalist and had no idea. Right. And I was
right.
Just like, can I sound like myself? Can I sound like this?
I think that's common. And you know, as it relates to not only you, but also to what we're doing on 1A, we're trying to allow people to speak in their own voices. We're trying to make it so that you hear the diversity of voices across the country as they are, and that we present them in the best way possible. So both to you back then and to me now and through the whole continuum of my public radio career, I think it served us well to get closer and closer to this ideal where we just let people come in, speak their minds, and present a platform where they can really sound their sharpest and their best.
I appreciate that. You know, that's what I try to do every day on the 21st. That's why I'm really excited that you are doing this nationally for 1A. Josh, how do you want people to get involved? How do you want them to get involved in the conversation? How do they call? How do they follow you guys on social media? What's the best way to do all of that?
Well, we're on Twitter at 1A. Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/The1A Show. You can go to our website, the1a.org. That's the word, the number one, the letter A.org, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can share your ideas for future shows, whether it's a topic in the news or just something that you think is important to you in Illinois or elsewhere. We do take phone calls, but we do them differently. We don't always do live calls, but we will tell you the upcoming subjects for future shows and let you leave us voicemails in advance. So you have time to think through what you want to say, structure it, record it again if it didn't come out quite right. And it gives us a chance to know what our audience is thinking. So if people are leaving us voicemails on one point, but we were thinking of going in another direction, we can adjust. And the number for that is 855-236-1A1A. So if you listen to the shows near the end of the program, I'll usually do a call out for an upcoming show, and then you can get the conversation started early.
And 1A stands for the First Amendment. And also what else?
First Amendment, and also you remember this from our days of the Herald, the front page of the Herald and many newspapers is called page 1A. And those are the kinds of stories that I wanted us to focus on, these 1A stories, the ones that are either the big stories that everyone's talking about and we just need to be able to talk about them well, or those kind of below the fold stories that aren't ripped from the headlines, but they're compelling. They say something about us in a way that's worth talking about, or maybe they're even just fun in a way that breaks the monotony of the steady dirge of serious news all the time. So there's this variety of stories that you get on page 1A that are meant to hook you and make you part of a conversation.
That's Joshua Johnson. 1A will be debuting on WILL AM 580 on HD3 from 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, beginning May 1st. My friend, thank you for talking. It's been great to have you here. I'm excited to introduce you to our audience.
I'm excited to meet them, Nyla, and thanks for having me.